Oh, I like this song.
Let me do my intro, will you? God's sake. Here you are. Right, it's just coming up to nearly 10:30, listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 and on this very, very special Christmas Eve party in the studio. And joining me is the slightly taller version of Kylie Minogue. It is Molly Miller here with Ask Molly Beauty. Hello, lovely.
Hello, lovely.
Turn it down a little bit.
Oh, no, you can turn it up.
All right.
Oh, no, I thought you meant the microphone.
No, we want to turn that down, my love. Now, I'm joined by Molly Miller. She's a fantastic beauty feature writer, writes for The Chronicle, goes all over Essex, has a beauty blog as well, meets lots of famous people, tests out loads of beauty products, and really just enjoys herself. You love beauty, don't you? Love it.
I do, but no, I hate it. No, yeah, of course I love it. And I do love beauty, but the funny thing is that I love looking at products. I'm like a little magpie, and I love it, and I love testing things out. But because I'm always running, I very rarely wear makeup, so yeah. I don't actually wear it a lot myself, but I love a pamper, and yeah, I do
lovely picture of you actually on Facebook about yesterday with your makeup on. You looked lovely. I like that.
Oh,
really nice.
Thank you.
But you don't need, I see, I don't expect this. When I see you wearing makeup, I'm always a bit shocked because I never see you wearing makeup.
No, I don't wear it during the day because I'm always, it all just random. I'm running in the woods. I like mud.
Wherever she does in those woods, I just don't go there. Just don't go up there. Whatever that secret place, when you told, it was this year, the classic line was, I go for a secret run. I like it because I'm there all on my own in the middle of nowhere. And I went, please don't say that on the radio. You'll get more surprises than you want, really.
Well.
Not so far.
I know, that's why I need to get a really nice dog, like a vicious dog. A nice vicious dog. Well, a big dog that will protect me in the woods. Mm. I've actually just bought 2 guinea pigs.
We'll take those into the woods. We've got to go for it. What are you going to call them?
What are you doing with your guinea pigs in the woods? Yeah, okay.
You'd probably take them out on a lead and run with you.
Oh, they're so sweet. I bought them for my kids for Christmas. Oh, hang on. Hello, Phoebe. Hello, Freddie. Hello, Mummy. Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Pip. Hello, Archie. They're the guinea pigs.
Well, I'm sure they'll be gnawing away. Mel said, I'm hoping some vouchers for a local salon and I need to spend them wisely. My skin is dry. I have horrible outbreaks of eczema on my back and my eyebrows. And it's all going a bit Dennis Healy. So what's the best pampering for her? She's got dry skin, gets outbreaks of eczema.
If I was to be, if you want to get a really good treatment and you're willing to go and spend the money, then I would go to a proper dermatologist rather than a beauty salon. If you're local, I mean, I've not tested all the clinics around here, but I've been to the skin clinic and they will treat specifically the problem. The thing is with when you go to a salon and you use various brands and your skin will look lovely, but unless you continue to use this all the time, I would go to a proper dermatologist. I would also see your doctor as well, especially if you're having outbreaks of, what was it,
eczema.
See your doctor. Look at your diet. It's really important that you look at your nutritional diet.
She's saying about Dermalogica as well, and you recommend Dermalogica.
I like Dermalogica. Yeah. I've always liked Dermalogica. Dermalogica are very good because they always use the vitamins A, C and E.
Yeah.
But again, I would really go and get a proper prescription. I'd go and see your doctor if it's that bad. And I would go and have some allergy testing as well.
Yeah, she said it's stress related, so really,
right, okay.
It's just, the other thing is to go and have, I think on a regular basis, is go and have massages with nice oils or scalp massages because they actually relax.
Anything relaxing is good. You have got to be really careful what you put on your skin with eczema. Yeah. I mean, in hospitals, one of the things that I always use is aqueous cream because it's so gentle. And with aqueous cream, you can moisturise in it and you can bathe in it as well. I mean, my son had eczema but his was dairy related. But if hers is stress related, I would still see try and look at alternative, maybe doing some yoga, doing something that's stress relieving and eliminate the problem of the stress that's causing the eczema.
Yeah.
I wouldn't spend the vouchers on a beauty therapist treatment in a salon. I really wouldn't. I would go to somewhere like the skin clinic that specifically will target that problem. That they'll have a much, they'll be more direct with the problem.
I think the other thing is a very good product, which I know is in the Beauty Bible, which I do use. My skin's not too bad at the moment, but then I have had an operation recently and my face has sort of like changed back to normal, really.
But Liz Earle Cleanse and Polish is about £11.50. You can buy it in Boots. QVC do it, and they do great sets at QVC. If you've got very sensitive skin, if you've got eczema as well, it's very good.
Yeah.
And it's a really easy, and it's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah.
It's all natural. It's not tested on animals. I know that Mel's a vegetarian as well.
Right, okay.
So that's another good thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of organic oils, things like argan oils. But again, with eczema, you've got to be careful that you haven't got any nut allergies and so on.
Yeah.
But there's some brilliant pure 100% argan oils that's really good for eczema.
Mm.
And so, yeah, so you can try those out. I mean, really, it's sort of trial and error. But stay away from any products that are harsh, that have got any sort of... with soap in, like sulfates or parabens, anything like that. Make sure they're all natural
ingredients. We've gone very serious now.
We have gone serious.
I've got an allergy. I've got two of you in the studio today. I've got you in, and I've got like Lee Luscious.
Oh, do you like my elf hat then?
I do like
Where's
did
your
you knit
Santa's
that?
Hat?
I'll put it on the top of mine, but I've got my headphones on. Hold on a minute.
You were talking about the pantos earlier. I took my kids to see Sleeping Beauty. It was really good. I went with a singles group for women, gingerbread. It was lovely.
Oh, yeah.
It was really nice. No, it's not a singles group like that.
No.
It was just, it was all families, and it was really good, actually. It was
If you are out there and you're sitting, you know, as I said, gingerbread, you go out and it's nice because there's so many people that split, and it's a sad time. You know, a lot of people do, there's more suicides this time of year, more people split up this time of year. And I know if you just split up with your husband or your wife, you know, it will, I know it's going to sound crass, but it does get better, honestly. And I know it's a horrible time of year, but, you know, you've got to think to yourself, and honestly,
this is the first Christmas I've ever been on my own.
Well, you're not on your own, you've got your children.
I've got my beautiful children. And actually, Matthew, the kid's dad, he's coming over Christmas Day, which is fine, which is cool. And then I'm doing something with the kids, which I can't really talk
about.
No, I'm not telling them. It's just that, you know, when you want to do something, I can't really say, because it's something good, but if you tell people, it takes away the joy.
Yeah.
Kind
tell
of
me, I'll tell them on air, and I'll take away their joy on Christmas Grinch.
No, but it's nice. And then my parents are coming over Christmas Day, which is always lovely as well. So, and then the kids are going off Boxing Day to the ex's parents. So. I'm kind of like,
most families are like that now. The thing is, this is what happens. People have children, they're together, they're married, they get divorced, they get married again, they have more children. It's just
the
way of the world.
I'm never having more children. I've got my two little pickles, they're so sweet.
And you've got two guinea pigs, you didn't give birth to them, though. Well, if you did, well,
no,
done.
But they do like to hide in.
Yeah, anyway, moving swiftly on, let's not go, please.
Every time you sit down with your legs, like, because you have to sit on the floor because you can't hold guinea pigs high up.
What point if this don't take any further? Did you not understand what I just said?
They burrow, don't they? They like to burrow, so they keep running in between your legs. It takes a whole level, doesn't it?
But it's those shorts you keep wearing. Come out in the shorts like that in the freezing cold. Fighting the life out when you come in. Great legs she's got, though. Not an ounce of cellulite on those legs.
Oh, thank you.
That's a good thing.
You haven't seen my backside, though.
Well, I should hope it is Christmas.
Actually, I've got a hole there from that MRSA.
Yes, we know. That is... Yes, there's a scar. Can you not just say it's a scar rather than you've got a hole in your bum? A dent. Dent in your bum. That would be better.
Dent in my bum.
Rather than a hole in your bum.
Right.
Anyway, you've got some lovely gifty things on the table. What have you got there? Ferrari.
Oh, right. Ferrari. Now, have a smell of this. This one I'm not... Well, because I don't spray my lion anymore, but...
She has a stuffed toy on her bed. It's a lion.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
This is lovely. Smell this. This is new essence musk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh... That's probably came out wrong on air.
Whoa. Right, so this is an aftershave made by Ferrari Essence Musk.
I love it. I love it for me, actually. Oh, I actually like it for me. Do you know, I much prefer men's aftershaves to women's perfumes. This has got in it white grapefruit, which is the top note of it, and then it's got mint in it, watermelon, lavender, nutmeg, and then it's got woody notes. So... Oh, I think it's lovely. So this is Ferrari Essence Musk. Now, the recommended retail price is £79 for 100 ml.
How much?
It's a top-of-the-range aftershave here. It's not like your normal one that you'd get. Well, it's stocked in Harrods and some department stores.
Do you know what? I thought it's Ferrari lovely. Aftershave was cheap.
No.
I didn't realise it was expensive.
It's a really good one. It's really good. It's lovely. Oh, and that's so nice. Do you know why I love that? Because it's not heavy. It's not overpowering. It's. I like that. You see, I don't really like... I do wear perfume, but I'm not a perfume person, you know, because I like really fresh fragrances, and I think that's fresh. That, to me, is like a sporty...
70 what?
£79, but it's for 100 mils. It'll last months, as long as you keep it in a dark cupboard. Anyway, I've got some, what else have I got here? Oh, Camellia Candle. Now, I haven't opened it. This is a new shop that was, well, this is a shop that was founded in 1978 in Italy. It's an Italian shop. And your friend Mel, like, probably like this. Oh, I smell that as well.
It's a nice candle.
They use all fresh ingredients. Oh, so all the ingredients are vegetable oils, flour, water. Lovely. They use herbs. So basically it's all natural ingredients. And they've got a shop now in Upper Street in London, but you can buy it off the internet as well. The scented candle is £18.50. But it's got in it, it's all natural. Everything is natural. So it's very good if you're into your... What are you laughing at?
I'm not. I've got... I don't spray my line anymore. They seem to quite like that in the chat room. It's got to be your quote of the year, I think.
I don't spray my lion.
I don't spray my line anymore. And they've also said, why are the perfume ads on TV so dreadful? They're all a little bit cryptic. It's like if you wear this perfume, you suddenly break free of the chains. Or you suddenly become somebody who can fly, or you become a model.
They need to do a realistic one where you're in the swimming pool and somebody goes past you in the swimming pool doing breaststroke with their head stuck out of the water with all their makeup in place. And I always do is when I, because I swim properly, and so when I swim underwater and I come up to breathe and I get a whiff of perfume and I nearly start choking. I mean, I haven't swum for ages because I've got a bad rotator cuff, but but that is it. Oh, wait.
Rotating cuff. What is it? I'm literally surprised your body just—you don't come in and just fall to pieces.
No,
and I'm just left talking to some sort of husk.
I've got arthritis. I was supposed to have cortisone in it, but I'm too much of a chicken. I can't even press it without hurting, so I can't go round.
Well, don't press it anymore. Well, so anyway, yeah, this is the advert you want to put on television for a perfume.
Well, yeah, swimming, like, you know, somebody choking. It's got to be realistic.
So, what a great idea. Any advertising agencies out there, Molly's got a fantastic idea for your perfume.
Real.
Just have people choking on your perfume.
Yeah, or when you get a packed elevator and you get somebody coming in there, high heels, and all you can smell is them.
Yeah.
You can't smell anything else. A perfume shouldn't wear you, or is that the other way around?
That's it.
Should
be subtle.
It should be very subtle, discreet. It's the kind of thing where a man might sniff, get a very, very pale sniff. But it's a
pale sniff.
Light sniff. You know what I mean? Not pale sniff, you know. But anyway, and something where, say, a man is really close to you and he can just get a really slight sniff of it behind, you know, your
ears. I don't want some random blokes all going...
But it should be personal to you. A perfume is about you as a person. It should take in your lifestyle. It's probably why I like fresh ones, because I like outdoors. I'm a very outdoors person. But
I just smell a lard. Mella said, I don't want anyone invading my personal space. That's what, yeah, sniffing.
Yeah. But as you were saying, it's rubbish. I suppose what they do is, you put on a perfume and suddenly you feel like you can take on the world. I don't.
No.
Feel like that at all when I put on a perfume. I totally agree with you. The perfume adverts are not realistic.
I do like an actress with a man. I'm very peculiar with smell, because I can smell people. I've been told I've got my natural body smell is sweet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird. My nieces say, when they gave me a hug, they say, you always smell sweet. I've probably got diabetes, but I smell sweet. Not because I've been eating too many cakes, but people that you're not attracted to, or there's a bit of a weird chemical, men especially, as soon as I've had people in the studio that come in and I get a whiff, and it's not BO, it's their pheromone, whatever.
Oh,
it is.
I love that.
But it's the wrong pheromone. I find it really strong, and it makes me feel, because you're not meant to have I think it's to do with that you shouldn't breathe with that person. It's an inbuilt thing. It's very straight. Honestly, I have people here sometimes, I'm like, oh, they're really nice, and I think, oh, that's that weird sort of, yeah.
See, I love the smell, as you know, of petrol, sweat. I don't like the smell of mouldy men. Some men can smell a bit, I don't know. I love a fresh aftershave. Love a fresh aftershave. And this Ferrari is fresh. I don't like overpowering scents, but I like a man to be a man. He's got to be out. I mean, I'm outdoorsy. He's got to run in mud with me or get dirty, like camping.
Right, and 10:44, yeah, we're going to do some travel, and then we've got to do some ads, then we're going to come back. Mel said, my favourite perfume at the moment is Philosophical Deptigen. I can't even read that.
I don't know that one. You see, I love the Tom Ford perfumes, but they're too expensive, but I love Tom Ford, and I like I like lemony scents. But then saying that, the opposite of Tom Ford one that I've got is pure musk, Tuscan musk. It's like a woody, really, really pure wood.
Right, we'll be back with more after this.
The woods, isn't it? It's because I like woods.
Still joined in the studio by the tremendously funny and witty beauty expert Molly Miller. Hello, Molly. Yeah, you're there. Yeah.
Oh, yes, hello. So I'm just trying out these nail polish.
Just painting your nails.
Yeah, I'll do the hand cream first because then we can talk on party makeup and stuff. Well, I love party makeup. These hand creams are new limited edition and they're from Mary Kay. Now, they are £8.50, but they smell amazing. Mm. And do you know what? I put mine on a little, well, about a few minutes ago, and my hands still feel really like I've just put it on.
Lovely.
Yeah. Mm, I've tried the, nice. It smells really nice. I've got the vanilla mint here. You put the vanilla berry on, didn't you?
Very, very nice.
Yeah. So they're very good, especially, as you rightly said, your hands are the big giveaway. I mean, look at, was it Madonna?
It's Madonna. I think it's with Madonna's hands. I think because she does a lot of exercise, I think she's pumped up all the veins in her arms and her hands.
Yeah.
But you can have a hand lift if you get that kind of problem. Or you can have Botox, I think, injected in the back of your hands.
Do you know what?
I don't need that yet, but he does give it. Or wear gloves like she does. Isn't it a dreadful world we live in where a woman who's like 53 or 54 years old, who looks amazing, looks fit, she's fair enough, she has had some work, there's no doubt about it, and all people want to go on about is a woman who's superbly talented. She's not the best singer, she's not the best dancer, she's been in the business for over 30 years, and the only thing they want to moan about is she's got old hands. Yeah. And that's what people dig, or she should, like, you know, she should wear some clothes at her age. I don't think so. I think Madonna is...
Well, she's Madonna.
She's Madonna. She's a diva. That's what you want. Yeah. I wouldn't want her to come in and sit and have an interview. I want her to say to me, clear off. Exactly. Because that's Madonna. She's a diva. That's what you expect.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't like rudeness. If she said you'd clear off,
But, you know, but her hands, she's one of the most richest women, in the business.
As if she cares about her hands.
She can't take care.
Well, she doesn't need to care about her hands. No. They're just stupid. And
wear gloves.
This is where I don't like the beauty industry because... And this is where I get a bit annoyed with magazines because it's so, so superficial.
Yep.
The reason why I love beauty is because it can give people confidence.
Yep.
It gives women confidence.
Yep.
It's about... how you feel.
Making the best of what you got.
And also, I'm a girl, you know? Mm. I'm a girly girl. Well, I try and be a girly girl apart from the run in the woods. And it is. It's about just, you know... the way that these... Especially today, with all this cosmetic surgery, these butt lifts, these boob lifts, and I just think, why? I don't understand it. I mean, how boring, and I think we talked about this before, we all look the same. I mean, I've got big lips. When I was younger, I absolutely hated them because I got bullied for my lips. I got bullied for my lips, my nose, and my eyes, you know. Because I've got Chinese in me or Japanese, I was bullied for that. Now, you know, I just look at my daughter and I say to her, you're so beautiful. She wanted to wear foundation the other day for school. And she's 11 years old, but kids her age are wearing makeup. I mean, I didn't wear makeup till I was much.
No, I didn't. I was about 13 or 14. Yeah. A little bit of eyeliner, I think it was, but all badly.
But it's just, you know, and I just think it's... I just look at all these magazines and these so-called celebrities and I'm not... And, you know, and I just think, no, it's wrong. But then saying that, in real life, they're not all like that. I mean, I know one... I know one person on TOWIE who's actually very, very pretty and really lovely and they're not like that at all how they come across on the show.
Yeah.
It is, they're just told to wear all this... You know,
yeah.
But it just gives a wrong image out to people there that do believe that this is what they're like, and it's just wrong. But beauty should be—I always say, first of all, your beauty comes from you inside. My mum always said to me, and I remember this. My mum has always said to me, "Molly, smile, because if you smile,
the whole world smiles with you."
Yeah, but it's true. You smile. There is no such thing as an ugly face when you smile.
Well, I don't know so much. You should see some of the people in the chat room. Anyway. I think Con's having a delayed reaction to that. He's just sort of like staring at me. Con's lovely. Thank you to Con and Mel and Lou for being in the chat room and all the other people that pop in and out. It's nice.
Yeah.
Nail varnishes.
Right, okay, so this is my absolute favourite thing for Christmas. Everyone always says, oh, you know what your beauty tips for Christmas. If you haven't got time to do your nails, go and buy a Barry M glitter. I mean, there's got a whole huge range of glitter nail varnishes. This is some of their new ones for Christmas. I think they're only about £3.99. But with glitter, it dries ever so quickly. Even if you've got, like, I mean, I had shellac done the other day and it's chipping off. And,
Let me try that.
Well, that's what I've got. The pink one I've got on mine. But the great thing about the glitter nail varnishes, and especially with Barry M, because I love them, I mean, they're famous for the glitter nail varnishes, is that literally within 5 minutes they've dried. I mean, this is dried. I've got two coats and it's dried within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't show any chips. You know, it's easy. If you've got a manicure that's got a bit funny, it doesn't show. Put on a couple of coats. You need a couple of coats.
Is this a gel one?
No, it's just a normal
that's
one.
That's really nice, isn't it?
I know. But just if you put on a couple of coats, you can build it up so it looks a really thick colour. And it just gives that instant sparkle. And especially, like, when you get to my age at, like, 42, you can't always wear glitter. Although I do wear glitter. I did wear glitter last night. But you just, you know, you've got to be a bit careful. But a bit on your toenails and a bit on your... What are you staring at?
I'm just trying to think. Sorry.
What are you staring at? I can't undo it now because this hand cream is still quite rich on my hands. But I just think a glitter is lovely. It's fun. Anybody can wear glitter at any age. And I love it. And Barry M's my favourite glitter nail varnishes.
It's very
nice.
So what are you hoping to get for Christmas this year? What gifts have you, beside the gift of happiness, what are you looking for Christmas? Is there any particular presents that you're looking for?
My children, bless them, I gave them a bit of money to go out and get me some presents, so I don't know what they're getting me.
Probably nothing if you give it to your children.
Well, no, I have a lovely little lady, Eliza, who helps me occasionally, and she took them out shopping. That blue's lovely, isn't it? The blue glitter is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, blue's nice.
That is called... I don't know what it's called.
Blue.
So, really, for Christmas, I just want a Christmas where there's no dramas, no nastiness.
Yep.
I mean, I'm going through a divorce at the moment, and I just want a nice, happy Christmas. What I would really love to do is to continue eating the third box of huge roses and not put on weight and find out that I've not put on weight.
Well, you do a lot of exercise. You do running, don't you? So you should be all right.
No, it's not. It's all going on. But for Christmas, makeup-wise... Well, I don't think you can beat... I love Chanel, love Bobbi Brown, but obviously it's expensive.
Yeah.
And pamper-wise, I love Espar, Elemis, Dermalogica. I mean, I love all the pampering stuff, you know. There's nothing really that I need. I just really want my kids just to have a really good Christmas. For me, Christmas, especially when you've got kids, it's just all about them.
Yeah.
But what I would really like more than anything, actually, there's one thing that I want more than anything in this world, and I want it before I die.
Mm.
I want to have that slow dance to Duran Duran's Save a Prayer.
Oh, yeah. Who with?
Well, there's one person, but I'm not going to go into it. And that is the only thing that I would really, really want in my whole world is to have that slow dance. But, you know, if I have to dance it with my lion when I'm 90 years old, then I will, you know. So, anyway, Christmas tips. Should we do talk about... Oh, cry. I know, you put it on. I love this. It's just... I had to delete it off my playlist because I started crying.
All right, sorry, there we go. Just turn it off. I'm sorry.
I'm all right. I'm okay. I just want my kids to have the happiest Christmas ever. Yesterday we were doing crafts and stuff, and I can't wait to... Well, I know that they're listening, but I know what Father Christmas has bought. Because last night I had to help the elves wrap some bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah, as you do.
Yeah. So last night I was helping the elves. And, and I'm looking forward, you know what? I'm really looking forward to having my mum and dad round as well. Because the last few years it's been a bit stressful with, you know, everything. And it's good. I've got some fun things planned up. Anyway, beauty tips. Do you want to...
Yep, quick, because you've got a couple of minutes just
beauty tips. Oh, well, I just think if you're going to buy someone a beauty present and they need something, get them an electric toothbrush.
Because their breath smells, obviously. There's nothing worse than that. You can have all the beauty in the world, but you've got to...
Have good teeth.
Yeah, you must... Actually, I need to get my teeth done next year.
Toothbrushes... I mean...
I've got one.
Dentists recommend them, and I always think... Start off with your basics, you know. Get your skin as good as you can. And then once when you've got your foundation... But teeth are so important.
Without them, it's not an attractive look.
No. I sometimes, which I wouldn't... I actually wouldn't always recommend this, but I very, very occasionally use the Crest White strips that you can buy off of eBay for about £2 for a whole box full.
Mm.
They sell them in America. I don't think dentists would recommend them, so I'm going to say that now, because when your teeth whiten yourself, it can really damage the enamel. If you're going to have your teeth... Yeah, they do hurt. If you're going to have your teeth whitened, only go to a dentist. Yeah. Don't go to a beauty therapist. I wouldn't go to a smile clinic. I would only go to your dentist for it. But the Crest White strips, you can use them, I think, once or twice a year. And they, I mean, I put some on the other day. And, yeah, I mean, the stupid thing is I put them on and then drank a cup of coffee, which is why I take. But they are good. I mean, the kid's dad, his teeth are whiter than Simon Cowell's. And, you know, but
oh,
I think,
there's an image.
Yeah, there's an image. Glitter, with glitter, there's loads of, I mean, anybody really at Christmas can wear glitter. I think anybody can get away with it. I absolutely love the Chanel cream glitters, but expensive. But with any glitter, like with MAC or anything, my biggest tip is to go and buy the medium. Have you seen the medium?
No.
The medium is like a it's a paste or something. It's like a paste in a little tube. MAC sell it. You can get it from anywhere. And you know, sometimes if you put glitter on, it just falls down your face. Yeah. Or when you put these pigments on, they just, you know, disappear or crease in. The pigment, you mix it in with the medium, and it makes it tacky, so you can actually put it on and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at Christmas, it's all out. You can do whatever you want. You can dress up, you know, you can go however you want. So I just say have loads of fun with it, really. And don't forget your eyebrows, you know. You need your eyebrows.
Yeah, but not when they're all sort of drawn in when you look like you're very angry.
Oh, no. And this
don't
is the other thing as well. I've got to say...
Dreadful.
Yeah.
Hope that trend. Whoever you are, if you're out there now with thick eyebrows that you draw in, they look hideous.
I've
the only thing you see is
say,
the eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop doing it. Young girls do it all the time. It's hideous.
Well, it's either that or I have got some friends where it literally looks like a big pencil line.
Yeah.
And it's just
awful.
It's awful.
That's all you see. You look at a beautiful girl's face and you're just going, what have you just done to your eye? But they're hideous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you realised how horrible they looked. And I know I'm old and it's the fashion, but it just looks... It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It's awful. And it's the same like with fake tan. I mean, I was looking at a celebrity in a magazine the other day. I've forgotten which one it was. And she was so orange. Mm. And you know what? I think embrace your natural colour. You enhance it a bit if you want to, you know.
Blue.